2 years ago, I started a podcast. Now it's a broadcast, and after 99 shows, some of you are still here. Why are you still here? The show really stinks. How's this still a thing? Why are you all here? Here.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for February 5th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This is episode 99. We are one episode away from 100 and two episodes away from when I stop counting. This broadcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today's episode is brought to you by Truck Stop Hand Soap. You're almost better off staying dirty. And coming soon, Truck Stop Shampoo, with the same chemical makeup as the hand soap, but in a bottle labeled shampoo. All right, today we've got 8 new songs to play up front, and then featured segments on Beatrice and dogs. So I wanted just to start off here with the number one jingle of the week. Anita from Alaska getting in on the jingle game here with a wonderful parody of Girl Crush as performed by Joe and KJ. This is the number one song of the week. And then Robert in Winnipeg. I didn't even know the background of this when I recorded it, but he'd heard Brian Windhorst on Tony's show last Friday telling him that Anne Hornaday was basically ruining his life because his Windhorst's wife listens to Tony's show and was always taking her movie recommendations. So they were going to see artsy movies or drama pieces instead of things that he actually wanted to see. So that apparently is what this was about. You really got a hold on me about how the show really has a hold on Brian's life. And then Robert Berg, I think, with a nice send-up of all the recent new advertisements on the show, shilling in the name. And then Bill and Joe with It Had to Be Woo.
I want some free stuff. Some edges will do, but I just can't get enough of Lucerne cottage cheese.
Waiting makes me mad. Free parking makes me glad. But I sure wish that I had some coffee ice cream.
My home is full of junk, but please don't let that stop you. I still got room at the sink to down some wine from you. I won't drive anywhere if Kevin says it might snow. I'll stay at the Mayflower, but at least I'll still do the show. Just send me some free stuff. Send me some free stuff.
My wife loves you, so I will have to see some movie that I don't want to. Oh, 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 and Hornaday said, it's at the West End. The show has got a hold on me.
The show has got a hold on me.
The show has got a hold on me.
The show has got a hold.
Don't
I don't know you, haven't met you, but I can hear you when I'm not near you. Oh, 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 I say, come on, man.
What we even doing out here, man?
The show has got a hold on me.
The show has got a hold on me.
The show has got a hold on me.
The show has got a hold
do is say la cheesery, la cheesery, la cheesery, la cheesery.
Some of those that are sponsors are the same that clean carpets. Some of those that are sponsors are the same that clean carpets. Some of those that are sponsors are the same that clean carpets. Some of those that are sponsors are the same that clean carpets. Ugh! Chilling in the name of. Chilling in the name of. Where the hell are our coupons? 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 Corn high, Sue's justified. Where's the gift bag? He's not a patient guy. Corn high, Sue's justified. Where's the gift bag? He's not a patient guy. Mother
better get those gift certificates, Joe Hadid.
Woo, wrenching f***ing woo.
It has to be woo, my friend Gretchen Woo. That's what Charlie said, the email was read, it had to be true. A woman he knew, a teacher now too. A school by the bay, reads Latin all day, students all well-to-do. This show really stinks, that's what everyone thinks. Still people write in, keep in contact with friends, they might write to you. Nobody else has shown such skill, getting emails read and nobody will. Before Gretchen Wu, our friend Gretchen Wu, it had to be Wu.
It has to be Woo. You know, I don't think we've heard from Gretchen Woo since Nigel had his San Francisco crush story that was told there. I think that she's keeping a low profile now, probably not enjoying all this attention. You know, speaking of Gretchen, the song Dr. Woo has been recommended about 30 frickin' times on Twitter and Facebook and elsewhere, and even on TK Jingles, people keep uploading ideas. I guess the search feature isn't working, or everybody's just too lazy to look for it. But that brings up this next song. Last week, Tony mentioned that he needed a new name for his podcast, and he was thinking of just calling it something arbitrary like The Rose. And then they've mentioned that awful Bette Midler song. And sure enough, both Rich and Elliot put together ideas for The Rose. And I want to do something about this, so I don't know if I'll have time getting ready for next week's episode, but I felt like this song was a little bit too on the nose for The Rose, but it is a lovely performance by Joe, and the lyrics are great, and it's really funny. I imagine that this is in the same vein as Dr. Wu, though, where everybody's got their own take on it. You know, it's kind of like Hallelujah. I do like when we have one song that people are doing from different angles and different ways. That is a lot of fun. Then we have a collaboration here, Cody, just with some wonderful lyrics to Gilligan's Island. On the ideas page at tkjingles.com. Steve Lipton noticed that, took him up on it for On a Pontoon Boat. And then Steve Clementson, who I'm not sure we've heard before, with Moody Jew, and this is just a really fun performance. I really enjoyed this one. Brad Weiss with Shamalama Ding Dong. And then lastly, what's been called an all-timer at tkjingles.com, Steve Lipton's commemoration to David Aldridge's entrance into the Hall of Fame. This is the Hall of Fame for David Aldridge.
Some say chimps grow into monkeys, and our world they'll overthrow. Some say Strasbourg, he is an orchid that soon elsewhere will grow. Some say Tim Curtin goes to the market just to buy avocado. I say we know what is stinking, and what's stinking is this show. When the football season's over and the All-Star breaks too long, and the A block of Sports Center has highlights of ping pong, just remember to ask for Harley when you call to buy windows. And when Tony starts a podcast, maybe he'll call it The Rose.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful float of people Tony wanted gone aboard a pontoon boat. The snow and rain were rolling in, one or two and a wintry mix. Five weathermen announced that day, but it was 3-6. Yes, more like 3-6. The weather started getting rough, and soon Tony was cross. If not for the courage of the Sheehan man, his colleagues would be lost. His colleagues would be lost. The pontoon boat soon came to rest upon a desert isle, with weathermen and Bieber too, Greg Popovich and Dwight Howard, Kardashians, Northwestern and Raju, far from 20015. So this is the tale of his enemies, the ruthless it may seem. To cast away his long-held grudges, it's his wildest dream. Russ Westbrook and Bill Belichick choke Papelbon to death. The NBA commissioner looks for his life and breath. No Charles Courtney or Reginald, just those whom he'll despise. Like Michael Wilbon tells us, it's really no surprise. So join us here weekdays, my friends, for emails, faxes, and notes, and all Kornheiser enemies on a pontoon boat.
Color me fair, old bitch's mood at you. Mood at you. good love. Some thunder, snow, or like precipitation from El Nino. Just listen, you'll hear him fear cast, because the Nam and Euro, say the wraparound looks real strong. She and the storm should verify that it ain't old. Let's see how it plays out. O of A, GSI,
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 GSI.
It's all just gobbledygook.
Hey,
because the Nam and Euro say the wraparound looks real strong. The storm should verify. Let's see how it plays out. GSI,
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 GSI.
It's all just gobbledygook.
Hey,
you'll walk into the ceremony, and you said you'll probably cry a lot, and there'll be a picture or a plaque on there, but a bronze bust probably not. You'll be recognized for your coverage of dunks, blocks, and jump shots. Dreams one day he'll be inducted, he'll be inducted and Hall of Fame. David Aldridge, yes, this song is about you. Hall of Fame. David Aldridge, yes, belittles are proud to of you, of you. Hall of Fame. Wilbon probably thinks that he deserves credit. Hall of Fame. Wilbon's gonna take all of the credit.
Wow, Steve Lipton sure sounds an awful lot like KJ on that last track. Probably should have credited her for that. All right, now, I wanted to play three other new songs here about the imaginary weather watcher that I mentioned last week. Kevin Sheehan, who does the news updates and the weather updates, occasionally gives shout-outs to pretend weather watchers from the boondocks and out in the sticks and everything. And last week he conceived that Beatrice had passed away and that her husband Henry would be taking over. And the Littles were quick to send in their condolences and to write these three wonderful new songs about Beatrice, the imaginary weather watcher, who is no longer with us. So we have contributions from Robert Berg, Luke Overbay and KJ, and Jason Fuse.
Beatrice, Beatrice, those nimbus clouds are finally here. Beatrice, Beatrice, is that weather watcher metaphor clear? With a downburst in my eyes and a dry slot in my heart, Jean, did I forecast her demise? Beatrice, Beatrice, pretty soon you'll putrefy. Beatrice, you're barely cold, but some of your reports sent me awry. Beatrice, I don't blame you. Maybe it was your lazy eye. Henry spent the funds we bestowed on Chilean hookers and coke. His smile's surely hiding tears. Beatrice, Beatrice, this
my good year.
Whether it's on the road or in the air, experts choose.
Yeah, this right here, tell me what, goes out to Beatrice and her mean apple pie. Come on, check it out. Seems like yesterday we used to watch the skies. Now I'm watching pre-sip fall from my eyes. Sure as Kevin's forecast, we will miss you, B. And don't fret, I fulfilled your last wish to me by deleting your web browser history. Yeah. And the warm front pics on your Galaxy 3. But remember that bootlegger supply CD? You borrowed it from me back in 93. Went to your home, but junk was spread endlessly. White rulers and recipes, I reminisce of the time you were watching weather with me. And we followed that nor'easter to Atlantic City. You borrowed a couple grand, said you'd pay it back. Then you proceeded to hit on an 8 and a jack. So I wonder with your early fate, early fate, do our use carry through past the pearly gates? Sing it, B.
Didn't pay in space.
I remember that time your bookie was coming after you. You'd taken the over on games Bradley Beal would play. You had asked me for another loan. I didn't even know you could bet on weather forecasts before I met you.
She watched the wind for you and me. She reported on rain, snow, and sleet. Even dead, she's more accurate than meteorologist Sandy C. Maybe she'll pull a Lazarus and straighten out all her colleagues. But inside those pearly gates, it's orchid weather constantly. The only precipice in her eyes, there's nothing to report for poor B. Just a fool to believe she knows snow amounts to St. Peter. She watched the wind.
One of the all-time cheeseball one-hit wonders there with She's Like the Wind, Jason Fuse. I love all three of those angles, so different on that, and just adding so much to the conversation, so damn funny. You know, it's February, and that's usually just a time of death on Tony's show, where there's no sports to talk about. They might have some featured jingle segment that rips off this podcast, you know, who, I don't know who gave them that idea. And then there's things like the frickin' dog story and the dog songs, which I am stunned that Tony's decision to perhaps get a new dog has inspired so much creativity by the Littles. I mean, it just goes to show that there's really nothing else to... Oh, Schmitz break.
Hey, oh, everybody, let's go without pants. It's unappealing, just give it a chance. Spits and steak, spits and steak. Naked booties, naked booties. Oh, spits and steak, spits and steak. Naked booties, naked booties.
Oh. Wow, who's hungry? Thank you, Steve Lipton, for that wonderful Schwitz break. Now, back to what I was saying. Again, I'm just amazed that there are all these songs about dogs. But I wanted to play them here because they're funny. So Sean Morrissey, Joe Arrow, and Steve Lipton, who's made quite the impression on this episode, with three songs about Tony getting a new dog.
I want a new dog.
Speedy on the guitar. One that gets up into the shrubs, finds a bocce ball. I want a new dog, one that just sits and blink, doesn't judge me as I eat ice cream at the kitchen sink. One that won't think I'm crazy with every little thing I do. One that enjoys leftover chicken palm for two, served on bone china too. I want a new dog, one that just nods along, one that knows every lyric to every single rascal song. I want a new dog, one that won't side me every time I point and shout at my friends on the TV. One that is there to greet me coming off 18. One that hops in bed at night and sleeps right next to me. Oh, you're a one percenter now, Tilly. Yes, indeed. Hey, Tommy, how about a little steak for Tilly?
I want to get a new dog. I want a medium size or a little bit larger. I don't want a St. Bernard,
yeah,
but I want a dog.
I want a dog, so I drove to Petco. Michael, Liz, and Kate, they said, let's go. Let's find a puppy. That's what I want. I'm driving far from home to Germantown, 'cause that's what I want. Well, you know I got a fenced-in yard. Don't want a poodle or a St. Bernard. I want a puppy. That's what I want. Medium-sized dog, oh yeah. That's what I want. I look for puppies at the Lucky Dog Fair. South Carolina folks, they just don't care about puppies. Oh, no, they don't. I want to rescue one. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I want.
Think of what the dogs have given you, Tony. The memories are all in your mind. And now that you've come to adopt a new canine, this is what you say makes you qualified. You tell them once, twice, three dogs you've buried. How will Petco clear you? Yes, once, twice, three dogs you've buried. How will Petco clear you? Tom, how will they clear you?
Oh, you've already killed a dog? Two? Three? Well, then it's your choice of Dot, Trina, or Tilly. Not a problem.
Oh, so it's come to this. Songs about dogs. All right, that's it for this week's episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I welcome your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com, or leave me feedback on the Facebook or on the Twitter. I'd like to read some of those notes next week in the 100th episode of the TK Jingles podcast, 2 years removed from the first time I sat down in my kitchen and started recording this stupid thing. And if you've been here since the beginning, you have more patience almost than me. I mean, I'm surprised I'm still here at this point. But thank you for listening, and I'll be back here next week with a very special episode and some fun announcements and fun featured guests and stuff. So, and maybe a little music. It's going to be a lot of talking next week, but maybe a little music.
Hear me clearly, you weasels. Your meddling ways will soon end. It is time to release the podcast. A new era of punctuality is now to begin. Mr. Tony will be free at last. I am Tony Kornheiser, El Gordo Baraccio, drinking bottles of wine on my own. I'll drink Cabernet Sauvignon and I enjoy reds blended, but you know that my favorite's Merlot. It's time to end the show. Let's read email, faxes, and notes.